So typically when we look at food access, and we tend to measure food access on dimensions such as affordability, availability, and accessibility is how we continuously study that. But two other sort of dimensions that we can look at food access from, I just turned and flipped very academic really quick there, accommodation and acceptability. And to me, this notion of acceptability is the important piece. And so oftentimes we in local food systems work or farmers market work, we have, you know, producers that think they're growing things that the community wants. It's almost like that analogy that you take a traditional Black community and you go into that community and you try to push kale down their throats when that community has historically eaten collard greens and mustard greens and turnips their entire life. And so the notion would be, well, they need to try something different. Well, who are you to tell them that they need to try something different? They want to eat what they want to eat. And so that's sort of what, you know, part of understanding community and understanding leadership helps folks to better go in and understand what the community actually wants. And then based upon what the community actually wants, we develop sort of our growing patterns or market setup or our support mechanisms to provide those goods and then educate those communities on how to maybe utilize those goods in a different way than they've historically done. But utilizing the produce and the goods that they're very familiar with, I think, is an important piece of that. Particularly when you're dealing with in inner city communities and even in some rural communities. I think that's a very important piece of that. I think the other part of that is that for every one person that grows some food, whether it's in a pot in the backyard or whether they establish a garden in the ground in the backyard, to every community garden, to every new urban farm or new farm that started, that is progress in the right direction of dealing with food access issues. Now, you have to consider this in the context of an elephant, right? The only way to eat an elephant is at one very small piece at a time. And so, you know, the issues that we have in the food system, the issues that we have in food access are not things that we're going to be able to solve overnight, because those issues were systemically not created overnight. And so every positive step to create some new farm or to start some new farmers market or to increase the amount of produce that we have in a local community convenience store is a positive step in the right direction. While it may not be enough to completely solve the problem, it is a positive step. And I just think that we have to look at those things from that perspective of small incremental changes. The system is, we also have to understand that, you know, based upon the numbers that, you know, about 92% of all Americans rely on supermarkets for their grocery shopping needs, right? And so understanding the role that sort of big ag and big food play in this process is a piece of that as well. But all of the players, whether it's big food, big ag, all the way down to the local farmers market that takes place at the local Baptist church in the community, everyone has to play a role in sort of flipping, if you will, the narrative related to food access, food insecurity, and ultimately local food systems.